93.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show at the top of the show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones is minding the store. She's one of our faves, so no problem. Victoria, did everybody abandon ship and they left you back in D.C.?
No, there were a few of us left in D.C. I will shortly be abandoning ship. My Tuesday News Notes is my last one for the weekend. I'm doing no more stations this week, and I can't tell you how ecstatic I am.
Good for you. A little downtime for 4th of July. I love it. So no downtime, however, for this game of chess that's going on with Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, who it looked like he was going to try to go to Ecuador. Then that all blew up, and now he's in Russia, in the Moscow airport, in transit. That's what, transit is what Vladimir Putin, the president, is saying. But baloney, Putin is now right in the middle of this, and Snowden is trying to seek asylum in Russia. What happens here?
You know, it's really interesting, because you got the impression earlier on Monday that the U.S. and Russia were having high-level talks, because that's something that President Obama said, and you sort of got that impression from Putin. Then you got the impression from Putin that he wasn't going to hand Snowden over anyway. Then you also heard that Snowden had actually applied for asylum to 15 countries to Russia, had handed a piece of paper over requesting asylum to 15 countries. Then you heard from Putin that one of those countries was Russia, but Putin saying, well, he can come to Russia if he stops messing about with, you know, and being nasty to America. But we don't think he's going to stop.
Right, I don't think he's going to stop.
So that's where it sort of left off. It got very complicated. And then we got these statements coming out from Snowden late on Monday, one, a letter to Ecuador in which he was sort of thanking them for their help, which was clearly a suck-up letter to try and get them to let him in. And then another one purportedly from Snowden, released by WikiLeaks, which a lot of people are saying they don't think that Snowden actually wrote at all.
Really? So they think that was just a ruse or what?
Well, they think that it's that it might be sort of representing what he thinks, but that even though it's supposed to be written by Snowden, everybody is saying, and I agree, that this is not Snowden's language. There's a couple of grammatical things that an American wouldn't say. It's very flowery. I think people are thinking that maybe Julian Assange wrote it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. He's been like the consigliere for this kid. There's no question he's taken over. And, of course, what would be part of the game for him? He's talking about protecting more information that he has coming out. He mentioned that in an interview that he did with ABC. So this gets interesting. Yeah, this gets interesting on his side of it. All right, so we'll wait and see what happens with the chess game here, if anything happens the rest of the week. But you also have NASA's right now mothballed with the NSA revelations. It kind of throws a bizarre twist into what's going on with the cybersecurity push. You know, we've talked about that a ton on this show. And, of course, as you can imagine, Victoria, a lot of people listening to America Tonight are wondering about that. You know, what about this House cybersecurity bill and all that other kind of stuff, and what's going on with the NSA and how deep are they going? What's the latest twist on just the NSA and spying?
Well, I mean, I think the latest twist is the surprise in Europe that the NSA is spying on its friends and allies, and has them categorized into sort of first degree, second degree, and third degree levels of targeting, and also that it was targeting like 38 embassies and missions, including the European Union, which is kind of huge, and that it was going on, that it called Germany a third tier target, and that it was calling all these people targets, and they're really angry. They're not just offended; they're absolutely furious to the extent that they're threatening to scuttle, at least temporarily, but threatening to scuttle major trade talks that start next Monday, the 8th, in Washington, D.C. For example, the EU's Commissioner for Justice, Viviane Reding, was blunt. We cannot negotiate over a big transatlantic market if there is the slightest doubt that our partners are carrying out spying activities on the offices of our negotiators.
Yeah, the reaction hasn't been good at all from any of the EU countries, but that's an interesting twist. I didn't realize that those trade talks start next week, so there's a good chance that could all blow up, huh?
Unless they get some kind of definitive statement from the U.S. saying, yeah, well, you know, it's happened, it's not going to happen again. And so far, the statements from Obama and from Secretary of State Kerry are not really guaranteed to alleviate anyone's concerns. They've been along the lines of, yeah, well, everybody does it, you know, and it's for national security. And, yeah, it's what you'd expect.
Yeah, that's not alleviating anyone's fears. I agree with you there. The other big thing is, and this sort of is under the wire, I guess, because of other things that are happening. It's a holiday week or whatever, but it's a huge story, is what's going on in Egypt. Egypt's military giving Morsi an ultimatum, and where do we stand on this?
Well, this is fascinating. This is really huge because the army has given Morsi 48 hours. I mean, that's bad. And Morsi met with the head of the army Monday night and with his prime minister, and nothing seems to have moved, and then issued a statement basically saying, well, I'm not going. So at least that's what he said so far. So, and it's so fast moving. At least five ministers have resigned. Ministers of Communications, Legal Affairs, Environment, Tourism, Water Utilities, and then the foreign minister submitted his resignation, and that's huge because the foreign minister is really important in the career minister. Well, the U.S. is involved, of course, because we give significant foreign aid to them, and we give a lot of aid to their military. So the army will have an eye on not wanting to lose military aid, not wanting to do anything that would cause them to lose military aid. And then on the other hand, President Obama on Monday was asked about the situation. He did not call for President Morsi to step down, saying that he was democratically elected, but also was calling in on him for, you know, to sort of behave and to do the right thing in very many ways. He made a number of points. But the behind the scenes in Egypt, the many of the people in Egypt are viewing the United States as very pro-Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow. Yeah. And this puts us right in the middle of this. I mean, we're in the middle of this because we're concerned about what's happening, obviously, with restructuring the government and all that other stuff. I mean, this is Egypt's first freely elected president.
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy. I think people have to pay attention to what's happening in Egypt for sure. Whatever you're doing, I mean, I hope you're going. So are you going to eat some hot dogs? No, you're not a hot dog eater. You can eat some steak. What are you eating?
Barbecue.
Barbecue. Oh, barbecue sounds good. Well, have fun at your barbecue. Enjoy the days off, and we'll talk to you again soon, Victoria.
Okay, you too. Have a great sport.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Tonight, I can introduce you to an interesting lady who can tell you about what you can do if you have a chronic disease and you're having trouble paying the bills. You just might qualify for help through the Chronic Disease Fund, and what an interesting nonprofit it is. So that's coming up at the tail end of this hour, but in between, more conversation about the former contractor Ed Snowden, who now is seeking asylum in Russia. And, of course, the big story that Victoria and I were talking about, what's happening in Egypt. President Mohamed Morsi rebuffed the army ultimatum. This just came down to force a resolution to the political crisis, saying he hadn't been consulted. And, listen, he's going to look for his own way out of this, his own plans for national reconciliation. So you got crowds in the streets, you know, in some of your bigger squares, your bigger areas. And I'll tell you, it's crazy what's happened since he described this potentially confusing 48-hour deadline that was set by the head of the armed forces for him to agree on a common platform with the liberal rivals. That's what this thing is about, who have drawn millions, I mean millions of people into the streets. It looks like pre-Morsi, if you see any of the photographs or any of the video coming out of there. And members of his Muslim Brotherhood have used the word coup to describe the military maneuver, which means, you know, you got the generals imposing their own way. for the nation, their own sort of roadmap or ideas or whatever. So a statement that came out after General Fattah al-Sisi decided, you know, delighted basically Morsi's opponents by ordering the president to heed the demands of the people, the throngs of people in the streets. The president's office used different language, a little bit less direct, to say that, you know, he's not going to pay attention to this. He wasn't consulted about any of this, and he sees that the meetings carry nothing to him. It's just confusion, and it's a very complex national environment. So they have this crazy official, very awkward video was released showing Morsi meeting Sisi, the guy that I just mentioned, and it was very awkward looking. And who knows if that was something that was pulled out from the past. I mean, it was trotted out as though it were something that was current, but it was very, very awkward. So now you're going to have this coup with the army, and then you've got the situation with Morsi, who's running the country. Not good stuff here. And sorry, but the United States pumps a ton of money into this. We always have when it comes to Egypt. And, of course, that's why Morsi was quick to try to make up with the United States, or I shouldn't say make up, but stay in good graces with the United States. So now what? After we see we've got Egypt in crisis again, in a situation where people are running amok all over the streets. And what's going to happen in the next couple of days, I think could see things really kind of spin around there. And the Muslim Brotherhood is saying, listen, we're going to retaliate. You hit the headquarters, and we're coming after you. The gloves are off. So are we going to see more beatings and people being killed in the streets? Or what kind of stuff are we ultimately going to see? So when you have something happen in the Middle East, as you know, it affects what happens here. When you take your Prius or whatever your ride is and you pull up to the pumps, you know that this is the perfect thing to mess around with crude oil. It just does. Even though we keep hearing, well, we're not reliant on that oil. It doesn't matter. It's all that perception and then what the worldview is and ultimately what a barrel of crude oil is priced at on the New York Mercantile Exchange, for example. So the protests in Egypt, despite that, because I looked and I thought, man, I wonder what it's going to be. I kind of did a little swing around my house. But sure enough, so far, it has not affected it. In fact, crude oil gained 1.5%. It finished just below $98 a barrel. Remember, at one point, you know, even a year ago, we were talking about well over $100 a barrel. It started to climb higher and higher and higher. So far, those protests aren't reflecting that. So that's all about the oil supply. You know, that's where the benchmark comes in. So traders had to be a little bit concerned that the protests in Egypt and the civil war in Syria could affect the production and the transport of oil supplies in the Middle East and North Africa. You know, you figure, what are we looking at per day? So we just something to keep an eye on to see what happens with the oil production. And so far, it hasn't had that effect, thank goodness, really. To be honest, because usually it shoots up. Usually we see it shoots up, too, when you come up to a holiday. And here we are in the 4th of July holiday. So the president, by the way, who's on that wild road trip through Africa, is starting to wind it down. And interesting, the president is joining forces with George Bush in the tail end of this. He didn't get the meeting with Nelson Mandela. Instead met with the Mandela family. I mentioned that on a previous show. Because, you know, he's here, Mandela's at the tail end of his life, at least that's what we're getting from the hospital. And now is the very, very, very final stop, it seems, with this week-long trip. In the morning, he's going to be in Tanzania with former President George W. Bush, who is in town for a forum that his wife, the former First Lady, is hosting. And so they're going to do a reflaying kind of deal at the U.S. Embassy in memoriam of the victims, remember, who were part of that 98 terrorist bombing there. It was terrible. So they're going to do that, and I'm sure have some kind of conversation. And then, you know, here we go with Africa. And he says he's looking forward to wrapping this up and bringing things back to the American people and how generous, you know, showing how generous Americans are and how we could make a difference in people's lives. Because remember, he pledged that $7 billion to expand electric power in Africa, along with some trade he threw in and with some ag stuff, too, as well. So he, for part of the trip, that was what the deal was. He was going to bring electricity. He was going to talk about electricity and pumping some money into that country and then work on a few other things, an initiative that where they want to increase by 40% exports to the United States from East Africa. They're hoping that that's another way that they can build up the economics of the people in that region. So that was, I think, really a big part of this trip. It seemed like it was more economics and here's what we're bringing to you and that kind of stuff. And I think reaching out to Africa is, of course, a wonderful thing to do, except for that I keep looking at the bottom line, right? When you're the president now, you are definitely the CEO of the company. And because it's about where are we headed with this extreme deficit that we keep trying to reduce, which was the reason for the furlough and all of that, and you think China, where we're just paying off our interest, we need to really start capping down on that principle. The one thing I would wonder is how much of that money, I know some of it is coming from the private sector, but how much of that money is coming from a taxpayer dough, because we have so many other things, frankly, that we have to pay for. So how are we ultimately paying for electricity? While it's a wonderful humanitarian thing to do, and sure, strengthening another country doesn't hurt us, and trying to have a strong relationship is not a bad thing whatsoever, but when you start to look at where the flow chart is and where we are economically, ooh, that is a tough call to make. Unless a lot of that, which I think some of it, is coming from the private sector. All right, fair or foul, on the flip side of this, we're going to talk about jurors hearing Zimmerman's account of killing Trayvon Martin. I mean, this trial may be a lot quicker than originally thought because they are sailing through key pieces of this. And Zimmerman, you know, it was not on the stand. It wasn't a stand thing. It was the fact that they have a taped police interrogation, and that was what was played for the court, the investigation and what he said to some of the questions on that very night after he was brought in. When Trayvon Martin was killed. So they're playing a lot of this stuff out there in the courtroom. Some more details on that, some other things on the flip side here on America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well, planning perhaps a barbecue, getting those ribs ready. Maybe you're a chicken kind of guy. Maybe you just like hot dogs and hamburgers. I think I've told this story before, but it's interesting what the word barbecue means around the country, because if you're in parts of the South, like if you're in North Carolina, they have a much different brand of barbecue than they do in Texas, for example. And barbecue back east means barbecue. It means that, you know, you're throwing out the sausages, you're putting on the kielbasas, you're going for the hot dogs and burgers and steaks or whatever. It's just a barbecue. You're going to a barbecue and somebody's grilling. So the word barbecue means something completely different. Wherever you're listening, I don't care if it's in the great Midwest, the South, the West, the East Coast, I hope you've been invited to a barbecue or you're throwing one where you can just relax, eat some good food, and celebrate the freedom that we have in this country, because that's the 4th of July to me. the fact that we got the flags going, the parades are happening, people are off, people are chilling, they're not stressed out about where they have to be, or for the most part, they're not stressed out about what they're running around and doing and working. A lot of people have off, although some will be working. And it's just one of those times where you can take a breath. You can take a breath and appreciate the fact that you live in the United States. All right, so George Zimmerman is appreciating the fact that in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. So his lawyer is working feverishly to prove that he is innocent of manslaughter, because, of course, that's what he's sitting on. He's sitting on that charge right now, and they're going through another day in court. And on the piece of tape that I was mentioning before we jumped aside, in his tape police investigation, he said, "I was scared." This is what he was talking about. And the jury listened to this piece of tape where the lead police investigator suggested that Zimmerman had a bunch of different opportunities to defuse that encounter that ended up being fatal with Martin before it ended in death or bloodshed. And so Zimmerman on the tape said he never tried to identify himself to the kid, which was Martin, who was a stranger, never before seen by him, and aroused, you know, his suspicions as he walked through the development on that rainy night with, you know, the whole thing with his hoodie up and all that kind of stuff. So during this investigation, because this is interesting, this is stuff that we hadn't heard before, Zimmerman told the police, he told Martin, as he came up to his car, which he had been following him, circling it on foot before coming to a stop about a car length away. Zimmerman said he rolled up his car window and ignored him while speaking with a police dispatcher. He said he wasn't within earshot. He didn't want to confront him. And when he was asked why he hadn't used that opportunity to say he was a neighborhood watchman, he didn't think about that. He didn't say that that's what he was. He said, "No, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about doing that." And he said he didn't seem to be acting in fear when he decided to jump out of his car to see where he went after he dropped out of sight. So this is that whole thing about him tagging after him and why did he do that and why did he go and not retreat and all that kind of stuff. And at one point on the tape, he said, "To be honest with you, I have a bad memory, a terrible memory." And he said he couldn't remember how many times Martin allegedly punched him, because he said he punched him in the nose at the beginning of the fight that ended with Trayvon Martin, of course, dying because he killed him with a hollow point bullet pumped into his chest at point blank range, until he was brought into the police station for the questioning, which is what the jurors heard on that tape. It's interesting. If I were to ask you now at this point, and of course we've been through all the public opinion back and forth over George Zimmerman and what happened with Trayvon Martin and what happened that night, and there's been massive public opinion about that. Now we're into this trial. Do you think Zimmerman ends up being found not guilty? I mean, he's pled not guilty to second-degree murder. He could get life in prison if he's convicted. He says he killed the 17-year-old in self-defense. And supposedly he said he's not going to testify at his trial, but that could change. I think they're watching the jurors and trying to decide if it's a smart thing to do or not. So the trial runs through Wednesday, then they take a break on Thursday for the 4th of July, but then they resume again on Friday. Does George Zimmerman end up walking out of court eventually a free man, done with this? Is he found not guilty, or is he convicted? So to get a second-degree murder conviction, I was talking to a prosecutor today about this, they would have to convince those six jurors that Zimmerman acted with hatred, indifference to human life, ill will, something along those lines, because we go back to the stand your ground thing again. And handicapping this, boy, it would be tough. If you had one of those shadow juries, I think it'd be tough to decide at this point how this all ends up. I'm not so sure that he gets slammed with a conviction, but again, it depends on what the prosecution can pin on him and can pin toward he was circling him, he was chasing him down, he didn't say he was a neighborhood watch person, he didn't identify. You know, they're going for that, and you can tell that. And playing that piece of tape, it's on that tape where the cop is saying, why didn't you say this? Why did you do that? Why didn't you back off? Why didn't you realize before it got into this moment of crisis, why did it get that far? So watching this is going to be interesting to see as it goes from the evidence point and wraps up with the closing arguments, and then ultimately the six members of the jury get this. Somebody sent me a note, John Hershen, and asked, you know, Kate, why are they doing six people on the jury? And who knew? In Florida, they go with six. They have alternate jurors to back them up, but six, not 12, decide the fate. I don't know if six is good versus 12. You know, we bring up that question. We have like guys like attorney Mark Stevens on, and we talk about that. And he says, yes, I think you can get a fair trial in this country. Do you think you can get a fair trial in this country with six people versus 12? You know, which would you prefer? Would you rather have the six, or would you rather have the 12? You drive me nuts, says Zim, is a vigilante. He's a vigilante. Well, if that's what the prosecution proves, and then they tie it to ill will or hatred or whatever, then he's going to go down, and he's going to serve probably life in prison. All right, I mentioned this before, that coming up at the tail end of the hour, interesting guest in the wings. We're going to talk about chronic diseases. You know, all of a sudden, you're going along, and you know that whole thing about you have plans, but God has other plans. And then you hear these stories, and everybody's got them, where someone says, oh, did you hear about what happened to so-and-so? You can't believe it. All of a sudden, they have MS, or they have Lou Gehrig's disease, or they've got cancer, or something else. And then they get into it, and they get into the treatment, and they think they're going to be okay, and things are covered, and then they realize suddenly that the medicines they need are not covered. And they have to find a way to afford what they think is going to help them, whatever the treatment that's being prescribed. And there is actually a charity that helps people, connects people, if they qualify for it, to the money that they need to pay for the drugs, and they get them through the process really, really fast. I was excited to learn about this charity, and again, it's about chronic disease, and actually, they're 42 on Forbes' top 200 list of nonprofits. So they're doing something right. They're getting the word out. They're raising money. They have a big fundraiser where a lot of people come in, I think, from all over the country. And they have Dennis Miller, I believe, is emceeing it. But it's not about him doing that. It's about the fact that it's getting attention and raising a lot of money. They helped a lot of people. Last year, they helped 116,000 people. So think about how many people you know who suddenly need some expensive treatments for whatever it is that they have, Crohn's disease, some form of cancer, because that seems to be the one that really can wipe people out, or, you know, a myriad of 40 to 50 other possible diseases, some that you and I never even heard of. And somebody's battling that, and they're stuck, and they can't find the money to pay for it, and they can't take it out of something else. So what do? Well, there's help, believe it or not. We're talking to Peggy Foley about that very thing coming up on the flip side. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guest in our virtual green room right now, Peggy Foley is, and she runs something called the Chronic Disease Fund. Wait till you hear about what they do, and I've had some experience with this. I've had friends that have been in these situations where they were doing well, everything's great, they're, you know, pursuing the American dream, and then suddenly something happens to them. A spouse gets cancer, and yes, they have medical coverage, but it doesn't stretch the way they need it to. And they've got all kinds of problems all of a sudden that they didn't have before, and they need help. And sometimes they're too proud to ask for help. And sometimes the medications with cancer and other diseases just aren't covered. They can't afford the medications that they need. And that's what the Chronic Disease Fund is all about. Peggy Foley, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell me about the development of this fund. How did it start? Was it because you saw the need, because people started to see that at a grassroots level with neighbors, with friends, with themselves, or what happened?
You know, our founder is Mike Bannigan, and Mike had Crohn's disease from the time he was in his early 20s. And for a long time, they didn't know what it was, actually, and he got very, very sick. And then he, fortunately, he was diagnosed with it, but it was before any kind of specialty medications were developed for it. So he really had to suffer with it for a very long time. It really, you know, inhibited his lifestyle tremendously. And when the first specialty therapeutic did come across in his early 30s, he was working for a very good, organization, very good company, had great insurance, and this miraculous drug said, hey, there's a possibility that this will help you. And he said, terrific, and he had great insurance, and he went to go pay for it, and his copay was $1,600.
Uh-huh.
And because he had such a good job, he was fortunate enough to be able to afford it. But he said to himself, how does the regular person out there, the average American person, citizen, really afford something like this? He felt fortunate. And so that's when he started looking into the what he could do to make a difference, and that's how he founded Chronic Disease Fund. And that was specifically for people who were underinsured, and you don't know if you're underinsured until, unfortunately, you get diagnosed with a chronic disease like something like this. So you're found underinsured, and you go to pay for your medication that might be able to save your life, and you find out that that copay could be anywhere from $300 to $3,000 a dose.
Wow. How do you know if you qualify? Like you said, you don't know what your insurance covers, but what's the first step in knowing that you have a shot at getting some help from the fund?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't even think about it. And sadly, in this country, you know, chronic disease is not something you're really aware of until, unfortunately, it happens to you. And that's the situation here. Everybody moves along. You think you have your insurance coverage, and then you're diagnosed with something that's out of the blue. You don't expect it. And so you, most of the time, you don't know until you go to the pharmacy to get that prescription filled, or your doctor says, hey, this is going to be a lot of money. And, you know, there are resources out there that can help you. There are a lot of programs for those patients that don't have insurance, but for patients that are underinsured, there's maybe about four or five of us in the country that can help. And we all help with different diseases depending on how we're funded.
And the diseases that are covered, you have a list. People can go to the website and find that out, and we'll certainly tell them that gooddaysfromcdf.org, again,
yeah.
gooddaysfromcdf.org, and you list so many. I mean, from melanoma to cancer to asthma, there's a little asterisk about that because, of course, certain conditions have to be met. Even osteoporosis, things that people might not think, all kinds of diseases you have listed. How many altogether? It looks like, to me, it looks like 65, 70, something like that.
We do. We have probably about 50 different disease states that we have funding for. They open and close at from day to day, depending on what funding is available. So if you were to have a chronic disease and your doctor were to say, this is your situation, and they were refer you to Chronic Disease Fund, or even if you went to the pharmacy and you found that you couldn't afford it, a lot of times the pharmacy will tell you, try Chronic Disease Fund, or they'll call for you. But if you don't, go to cdfund.org, go to gooddaysfromcdf.org, and you can look at our list of different disease states that are open and closed, and the asterisks will define which ones are currently closed. But again, they could open the very next day. You just don't know. But whoever we help, when you call in, you can be qualified within 10 minutes. We can tell you whether or not we can help you or not. We can get you on that dose most of the time in the same day. And then, you will be funded for the remaining calendar year. But then you would have to reapply beginning in January again.
Wow, that's terrific. So, and especially to not waste any time, so you realize that you're jumping on it immediately, because that's the other thing that happens. It's just the reality of our world. A lot of times when somebody needs something, then it's put off, and they're waiting around and then trying to figure out if they can do it, and then they're buried and overwhelmed and paperwork and all that kind of stuff. So that's terrific that the Chronic Disease Fund is able to jump on that right away. How do you raise money through awareness? I mean, people donate. I know that, but do you do other things during the year?
We do try to do a lot of social media advertising and things like that. A lot of times, it's family members and friends that know that their loved one is being helped and they would like to give back. You know, funding is critical to our organization. Without the funds, we just cannot help people. And, you know, most of the time, people that the average person that's calling us has maybe tried three or four other organizations before they're able to get help from us. And so it's so important to have the funding. We can't tell you, you know, when the patient care specialists that we have that answer the phones when the patient's called, what an amazing job that they do. I couldn't do it. Because to have to be able to tell somebody that you have funding is a great thing to be able to do that day during your job. But to be able to tell somebody, to have to tell somebody, you know, I'm sorry, there's no funding available for you, is very, very difficult. And that's why most of our funding comes from the generous donors that come to our website and that they give from the graciousness of their heart. And it means everything because we're different from a lot of organizations in the way that, you know, nonprofit organizations are searching for a cure. They're putting their money towards research. And 91 cents of every dollar donated to our organization goes directly to help the patient with those medications to get them help. So, you know, we're all for looking for a cure, but what we focus on is helping people who need help now.
Yeah. Peggy, for you, what's the most rewarding part of this job?
Be able to listen to people who call us, who give testimony, who send us letters, and tell us the difference that we make in their lives. That's the most rewarding part of the job. You know, I've worked in corporate America for many, many years, and there's nothing that would drag me away from this because I understand, you know, the need is only growing out there. It's way too important. And so if it makes a difference in one person's life, then that's enough for me. But last year we helped over 116,000 people get the medications that they needed, and that's so rewarding.
Wow, 116,000 people. And this is from all over the country?
All over the country, nationwide. Last year we were number 42 on Forbes top 200 largest organizations in the country, nonprofit organizations. So we always say we're the largest nonprofit you've never heard of. And, you know, if you've never heard of us, that's a blessing for you. Because if you have heard of us, it's because you've needed us.
Yeah. Yeah, what a terrific thing. So check it out, everybody. Go to Good Days from CDF.org. Peggy, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.